Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Handling Hay and Social Media. I'm Janika. Today I want to talk about some free programs that people starting out doing social media marketing should have, especially if they're doing it by themselves. Now I have upgraded many of these because I just needed more advanced features, but this is where I started out, and they really helped me getting started with digital marketing and social media. All right, so the first one is Google Analytics. So here you can just copy and paste a code onto your website, and you can get all this data. Who's going to your website, where they're coming from, if it's from Facebook or Google, how long they stay on your website, if they're searching from desktop or mobile. I mean, you can just see so many things. So Google Analytics is really great for data. Also, I mean, just in general, all the social media sites are free. So, you know, sign up for all of them. YouTube, Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Snapchat, everything is always a good idea. So, and remain active on all of them. If you don't have a website and you want to create one, there's a bunch of free programs like Weebly, Wix. You can create basic websites for free. They're really user-friendly. They're like drag and drop, and it walks you through everything, even, you know, publishing, getting a domain name, things like that. As far as videos, I used to use a program called Animaker. You can make short, like animated videos and publish them to YouTube or Facebook for free. If you want to download them, you know, you have to pay a subscription, but they're pretty user-friendly too. So Animaker is a good one. If you want to do email blasts, I was using MailChimp, and it lets you import contacts, people, you know, that have opted in to receive your emails, and it lets you send mass emails, and they have cool templates, you know, that are already there that you can just input your information, of what you want to say in your email blast. So that one's called MailChimp. Some apps that were really helpful. Boomerang was a good free app. It lets you take those cool like rap videos. Rap is in WRAP, where they, you know, go back and forth. It's like a boomerang. That was a really cool one. People kind of engage with those a lot on social media. Another cool app that's similar to that is Hyperlapse. So Hyperlapse lets you take a long video of whatever action is happening, and it shortens it into a little time lapse where everything's moving really fast. I just recently saw a really cool one that was inside of a dairy barn, and the cows, you know, eating. And so that Hyperlapse app is pretty cool. Another app is this app that I use to record my podcasts on. It's called Anchor. And you can record your podcast, you can add transitions, you can, you know, upload ones and then delete them later, or you can edit them, and then it broadcasts it to iTunes and Google Play. So this Anchor app is really cool. It basically lets anyone start a podcast. So that's a really helpful tool. Another one is Canva. So Canva lets you create fun social media posts, and there's lots of free templates on there that are already created and they're already edited to the size that you want. So if you want a Facebook one, you know, it'll say Facebook, and then you can design it how you want to, and they have all these different ones. I mean, they even have ones for that are dimensioned right for your Facebook cover photo. You know, anything, if you want a flyer, if you want, you know, a one that's for Pinterest. It's dimensioned exactly right for Pinterest, and it gives you all these cool ideas. And you can put your own logos on there, you can upload your own photos and use those, and it just makes it look more professional. So I really love Canva, and that's spelled C-A-N-V-A, Canva. Another video one that is pretty good for people just starting out with video editing is called Movie Maker, and it's a Windows program that you download. It's free, and it's basic, so I mean, you're not gonna do a ton of things with it, but you can do things like cut the video, cut out the sound, reduce the sound, increase the sound, clip videos together, add your logo on there, add a company logo, mix clips together, and do cool transitions where they fade in and out. So I've definitely, you know, upgraded to a more robust video program now. But that Movie Maker, I mean, it really helped me out at the beginning, and kind of gets you familiar with editing videos, and especially for social media, because you can change the ratio too on that. If you need like an up and down phone video, or you need just a different type. So those were all pretty much, you know, what I used. So that would be a good place to start with just free apps. And then once you get better and you get some clients, you can upgrade, you know, to maybe like Adobe programs or something like that. So I hope that provided some value for you. And stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.